Welcome to Apex Broker's Edge, brought to you by Apex Edge CRM. This show is for insurance agents, insurance brokers, and agency owners who are not satisfied with just getting by or by simply being good enough. If you're hungry to grow, serve more clients, and sell more every month and absolutely dominate your industry, then this show, it's for you. So buckle up and let's get going. So this is Apex Edge, and Apex Edge has been a dream of mine, and really it was about changing the industry in the most effective way for brokers, for peer-to-peer. So I've been a broker for a little over 10 years. I've been in insurance for over 20 years. I started as an independent, as an agent working for insurance companies and being an employee, like many other people are right now in the industry. And then I became a broker. I went it alone. I became an independent broker, and I did that for over 10 years. As many people are also listening to this are going to be brokers as well. And then I became an agency owner. Now I own an agency and I have agencies and agents underneath me, also brokers and license-only agents. So having done that, there's a lot of strategies and a lot of key mistakes that I made and a lot of things that I ignored and a lot of things that I didn't nurture, I didn't feed. And then I figured out how to feed those things, how to nurture those things, how to create better systems. And through a lot of that failure, I gained a lot of success. I figured out a lot of rules that exist. The 80% of things that you're going to do are going to fail, and the 20% are going to succeed. This podcast, Apex Edge, is about the 20% that's going to get you to succeed. It's about how to get out of the rut and how to start a new path for you to have success. And that path is something that you can systematically, frequently, and consistently do every single day with simple steps and get to your desired destination. Whatever that goal is, Apex Edge is to give you clarity on how to get there. The Apex Edge system and the podcast and everything we do here is about helping brokers in our industry be better, add more value to clients, add more values to partners, add more value to your networking, add more values to the industry as a whole. Be a better broker and our industry will get better and we'll get more respect. And that's really what it comes down to, because I love the insurance industry and I love the partners that I work with and I love my brokers and I love my company. I love my clients. I got a lot of emotion around this. I've been doing it my entire professional career. And before I was in insurance, I was a Marine. So I really didn't do much before that. You know, I was a Marine and then I went right into insurance. So this is something that I want to share with everybody because it's a beautiful industry. And I think that if you just had the right mindset, the right tools, the right resources, you would also love this industry and love what you do. But you got to have that edge. You got to have that apex edge, that alpha mindset that nothing's going to stop you. But you got to have the tools and the resources to do it. And that's what this is all about. The three things that you must be accountable for in order to crush it as an insurance agent. Insurance agents, if you are not accountable for these three things, your progress and your growth, it's going to flatline, I assure you. So pay attention, because this episode could drastically change your revenue for this upcoming year of 2024. The three big topics that you're really going to be able to take away from this, the three key concepts is, number one, how you're contacting your clients, how you stay relevant, how you stay in touch with them, and how you're nurturing them. The next thing is really about your tech. Like, what kind of tech are you using? Your spreadsheets? Are you using manual stuff? Are you using different AI or automations? What are you doing there? And your growth rate. Your growth rate is 100% based upon whether or not you're using free network versus paid networking. How are you networking? How are you growing your worth? How are you growing your value? Because your network is your net worth, right? So how is that growing? Those are the three major key topics that you're going to take away from this. And as always, I'm going to give you a little bit of bonus. As long as there's some time, I'm going to give you a bonus right at the end. Okay, so guys, just to put this in kind of a frame for you, imagine spending 3 years building your book of business only to have it completely swept away overnight because you didn't have the right systems in place. Listen, pain is guaranteed, but suffering, that's a choice. So avoid it by doing these three key things. The first thing I really want to talk to you about is how you're contacting your current clients. Guys, this is so, so important, and I can't tell you how important it is that you stay on top of how you're getting in touch with your clients, how you're nurturing your clients, and what kind of systems that you're using and able to help you do this. So something that we do a lot with our clients is we constantly keep in touch with them. And it's not a physical thing that I'm doing, right? It's not that I'm sitting here and I'm picking up the phone every single day and I'm physically sending a message to my clients or I'm physically making a phone call. We have thousands of clients. That would take forever. It's not possible. But we're able to be in touch with our clients consistently, frequently, all the time. And how are we able to do that? We're able to do that with systems. We're able to do that with nurture sequences. We're able to do that with workflows. So I have Tayton with me today. Tayton is my COO, runs our operations, and handles a lot of the member experiences. And Tayton, what would you say are some of the important things about nurturing your book of business and why a system is really important for that?
Yeah, I mean, it is one of the biggest things you should be looking at, because if you're doing all this work and, you know, building up this book of business, have 300, 400, 500 clients, and you're spending all of that time getting those clients, but you're losing them because you're not contacting them constantly, you're not reaching out to them, they're not even on your radar. You're just writing the policy, selling the policy, and then completely disappearing. You're going to keep doing the same thing over and over again. Just keep grinding the gears, sell, and you're not going to have a book of business to relax, you know, relax and kind of live off of. So nurturing is very important. Philippe's been in the business for a very long time, and we've taken what he has done for the last decade, would you say, Philippe?
Yeah, for about last
decade. Yeah, like about last decade. We have completely automated that, and it is very important. You need those systems in place so you can keep selling and focusing on what's important, and then just have your retention automated. We're in that place now.
Exactly, because you can serve a lot of value to your clients on an automation, because as long as you figure out like how that value is going to be, what value you're going to create, right? And that value could be anything. Like you want your client base to eat healthier. There's a value, right? So how are you going to do that? Are you going to call every one of your clients and say, hey, listen, I got a recipe for you. Hey, I'm going to come to your house and cook you a meal. Like, no, you could do that. I mean, that'd be an immense value if you can figure out how to do that on a 24-hour basis. I mean, please, if you do, let us know. I will do an entire episode on that. But until someone figures that out, you need to automate these things. Text messaging, emailing, even phone calls, right? Because you can do ringless voicemails. You can do voicemails to people's phones and the phone never even rings and they just get a voicemail and it's your voice pre-recorded that you can send out to thousands of people.
The best thing that we've done was even just you taking a video, talking to your clients and then sending that out. Like we send that out to our clients and they respond. They're like, oh my God, look at... Thank you so much for sending this video out. This was amazing. And once you start automating it, you'll be able to see certain clients responding. And those are the ones, those are your fan base right there. Because they're not only getting your things, they're interacting with you. And you know you're going to be able to keep that client for a lifetime.
Exactly, exactly. And I like what you said right there, fan base, because there's a big difference between, and we're going to do a whole different episode on this in its own right, but there's a big difference between having a member or a client and then having a fan. And that happens when you nurture properly and when you properly follow up your clients, because when you properly follow up your clients and you properly nurture your clients and you properly add value, you're going to have more than one product with each one of your clients. So on average, my clients have two products with me, on average, across the board, two products. So they're stickier. They're not just clients, they're fans, they're members, they're a part of something. They're a part of the impact, they're a part of what I'm trying to do. As much of what I'm trying to do for my family as what I'm trying to do for my clients, it's all together in the same essence, right? And I'm able to do that because of the systems that we use. So it's so important to your point, Tayton, is like it's so important that you turn them into fans and not just have clients and members, because lots of people have clients and members and we're trying to really delineate the differences between top performers and people that are not top performers, okay?
Yep. So I've automated all of the holiday messages and things like that this year. So that's been going out for a year and a half now?
Yeah.
Because I've only been in the business for 5, but I've completely automated that. And this year, for this Christmas, my client, like I started noticing my clients are beating me to the punch of like my automation going out.
Yeah.
Tons of them were like, happy, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
That's it.
Beating me to it.
Because what you're doing is you're creating a culture within your own
culture,
system.
And they're looking for that email, that text message, that's all. And they're like, oh, I didn't get it yet. Let me text them.
And that's what I'm saying. When
like
you
crazy.
Think
they're,
that your clients don't want to hear
of
from
me
you.
Now.
Exactly.
And
if you think that your clients don't want to hear from you and you sending a text message or an email is bothering them or annoying them, get out of this business. Because that's what it takes to grow it. It does. You have to nurture your clients, which means you have to be in front of them. You want to create that feeling and that vibe of, hey, I'm going to get in touch with him before he gets in touch with me. That's a cool competition to have. Yeah. That doesn't happen often. So that's really good, man. I love that you're hitting that success right now. So guys, really, that's the key thing. I would tell you one of the key things, and if you want to know more, you can know more about these things. We have a lot of trainings and a lot of different things that we offer in regards to niching this down. But that is one really big takeaway, is that you've got to be nurturing your existing business. It is so absolutely imperative that you're doing that above everything else, because a nurtured relationship is going to give you more in the long run than if you just focused on new sales. It's the truth.
Yeah, and you're digging yourself in a rut if you're only focused on new sales, because
it's a dangerous road to be on.
It's a wheel that you have to keep pushing.
Plus, referrals are so nice when you get one, right? I mean, you get a referral. It's not a laydown. They never are, really. Everybody thinks they are, but they never are. You got to work for referrals. And even when you get them, you still got to work more. But I'd much rather grow a business on referrals, and that's how I'm growing my business now, because being out in the sales, it can be time consuming. So when you can tap into your own existing business and have that grow inadvertently, that's an amazing thing. So the next thing I really want to talk about is growth rate. And growth rate really happens from how you network. How are you networking? A lot of people would say your network is your net worth, or your net worth is your network. Is that something that you would agree with, Tatum? What do you think about that?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Right.
And
absolutely.
They're saying you're like the
middle average.
Of the or average of the five your five friends that you spend the most time
yeah,
with.
Yeah, it's something
too.
Like you
it's
are the
that.
Average of the
that.
Five
yeah.
people that you spend time yeah. with, right? So that's kind of like that's yeah. where you can find your value.
If you're too big in one room, find a different room.
Find a different room. Yeah. That's it. That's They're it. So it's
always.
Like yeah, being king of the anthill, right? But the anthill is in a huge field in the middle of Texas. So like what are you really king of, right? Yeah. So that's a really good point. So there's always different ways of networking. There's free networking and there's paid network. Most people always want to hear about the free networking. And the free networking is the easiest kind of networking. It is. Because in our industry, and that's what we're talking to, in our industry, there's tons of free networking opportunities. The problem is a lot of agents or brokers that are a higher level or higher caliber, they don't go to these free networking events. Because they're typically for entry-level brokers. We're going to doctor rollouts, we're going to insurance rollouts, we're going to grand openings or whatever, whatnot, pancake breakfast, whatever, right? Different trainings, different get-togethers. And you do have what some people would consider, now I don't consider it, but some people would say are entry-level people. Like, I'm not going to spend my time. I go to all these events. I do. I like going to broker engagement events.
Yeah, it's
I do.
Good because you have to go too.
I get to meet
you
who's in the business.
You got to get on people's radars.
That's it, man. And I get to see who's struggling. Let me tell you something that I love. I love giving somebody advice that's struggling. And then for them to turn around and say, hey, man, I took your advice and it did work. And I'm like, great, man. I love it.
Yeah.
There's so much fulfillment and joy having somebody try something new and then having success from it, you know? But it doesn't happen unless you network, unless you get out of your own way. You don't know everything. Trust me. There's somebody else in another room somewhere that knows more than you. And when it comes to free networking, you have to do it a lot. Remember, it's free, so it doesn't cost you anything. What it will cost you is time. But with free networking, you should be doing this daily. Daily, especially if you're not doing paid networking, okay? You have to do one or the other. You have to network. I'm gonna tell you, this is a testament. This is a commandment. You have to network. If you're not going to network, you should not be in this business. When you network, it is growing your peer strength, and it's also growing your referral strength and your resource strength. So it's not just about networking with people that can give you business. It's networking with people that can teach you from their failures. They can teach you from their wins. Someone that you can learn from. And believe you me, my friends, we can learn from everybody. Somebody's loss is your education. Because success leaves clues.
Success leaves clues.
And with networking, you find out who you want to get next to.
Yeah. Even those free events, like those broker rollouts, like we know people that don't want to go to those. There are some big fish in this business that don't go to those, but I would say it's like a requirement. If you want to meet, you know, the insurance company contacts, managers, stay on their radar, you have to go to those things and talk to them.
That's it, man. How are you going to get marketing dollars otherwise? Yeah. We'll talk about that somewhere else. Yeah. But yeah, marketing dollars are important. And if you're not networking, again, guys, these are the three key things to start off with. Yep.
That one person sees you at every single networking event that they have thrown, they're going to be like, I'm going to reach out to that guy because he is showing up.
Yeah, if you constantly show up, you'll have a reputation as someone that constantly shows up.
That's all free.
Yeah. You ever heard of that? 90% of the battle is just showing up, right? So, I mean, if you just showed up to these free events, you'd be fine. And then you got your paid networking events. And I could literally do a whole episode on paid networking events because I pay lots of money to network. I pay thousands and thousands of dollars to network. I do. Every month, I'm in different groups. I'm in a BNI chapter. I'm in multiple masterminds. I'm in multiple groups. I belong to multiple local community groups and charitable groups. And I like belonging to groups because I get to meet people that are like-minded, or I get to meet people that are mission-centric, right? They have a mission or a vision or an impact that they're living up to, and they're doing everything they can to align with that. Everything that they do, every fiber in their body is towards a mission. I love meeting people like that, goal-orientated, regardless, even if it's not even in my industry. Guys, there's power in meeting someone that's not in your industry but is unbelievably focused, because you can learn from that. If you think the reason that you're not successful in this business is because you're missing some kind of product, you're wrong. It's mindset. Yeah. It's your growth strategy. It's how you show yourself to your clients. What kind of value or kind of nurture, what kind of culture are you building for your business, your clientele, and how are you depicting yourself to your peers, and how you network with other people makes so much of a difference on how you have control over your growth path. Your growth path. So you have control over that. You got to network to do it. Tate, you go to a lot of these networking events with me. We're going to Miami. We're going to North Carolina. I'm going to Texas. Right or wrong, I'm flying all over the country doing networking events. Not because I have to, because I want to. And I get to.
And the people we meet have like...
some of the most amazing
people. Just
because
they're in a different industry doesn't mean that they can help you in your industry. Take something what they're doing in their industry and take it to the insurance space.
100%,
man. The only way you're going to learn those things is if you network and get in bigger and bigger rooms.
Absolutely. And we're going to have some amazing guests coming on some of these episodes where you're going to meet some of these people that I've met over the last couple of years networking, and how they have absolutely changed the way that I do business, and they've changed my income. So it's really, really amazing. Now, the last topic that I want to cover with you guys, and this is an important one as well, is where are you getting your business from, and how frequently are you visiting where you're getting that business from? So again, I want to know, where are you getting your business from, and how frequently are you visiting those areas where you're getting your business from? So what does that exactly mean? So Tate, what I'm talking about is, how do you earn your business? And if you're earning your business from a source of being physically in a location, like, what is that? Grassroots, right? So are you flipping pancakes? Because I mean, listen, I don't do a lot of pancake flipping. I mean, at this point, you could have earned a golden spatula at this time. I mean, how many pancakes have you made over the last three years?
Spatula.
Yeah, I mean, over the last 3 years, how many pancakes have you made? Like a million pancakes? And that's a different way of doing, you know, a growth strategy. You go to a mobile home park, you flip some pancakes, you meet people, you break down their defensive walls, they start to speak to you, they start to open up to you. And then what do? Do you take off or do you keep going?
Keep going. I mean, that's the biggest. You're thinking grassroots, that's the, in this business, especially here in the state of Florida, you know, you're getting into mobile home parks, 65 and older places, making pancakes, meeting up with doctor's offices. They have representatives. So you're really creating that schedule, keep it consistent. And yeah, over time, I mean, I've been in some places for like 2 or 3 years now.
And consistently going
every single month. And it may not be, there's 6 months where I don't get anything, but I'm still going. And then, I mean, this year it finally turned around to where now I'm all these spots, people have known me for 3 years and they're like, I'm going to talk to that guy because I've been there.
That's it. It's the slow burn, right? And what people don't understand about this business is you have to be a farmer. You're going to plant a seed and you're going to plow and plant a seed and plow. And then you're going to nurture those seeds. You're going to grow those seeds, grow those relationships, grow those client bases, grow the value that you're offering through a lot of these key topics that we went through. But one of the key things is once you start to reap a harvest.
I'll even say this, because in this, being a broker, you essentially are working for yourself.
100%.
And if you don't have, because we do a lot of digital things too, and we'll get to that. But if you don't have those like consistent events or places that you're going that are set up, what is your day looking like? You can wake up one day, and we have some brokers that do this. They don't do anything.
They
have nothing scheduled. So
they got nothing scheduled, and they say to me, I need to make more money. I'm not making enough money. And my key thing is like, okay, great. Run me through the last 48 hours. And I guarantee you, when they run me through that 48 hours, they've done nothing. And I'll say, okay, well, there's your problem. Your number one problem is you've got nothing on your schedule. Oh, yeah, I know that. And guys, there's no excuse to have nothing on your schedule. It is so easy to get things on your schedule. As long as you're following these simple steps. If you're following the simple steps and you have a place where you're getting clients from, if you have four clients that all live in the same complex, you got to figure out how you're going to get in that complex and start doing events. And even if it's only to those four clients that you currently have, if you're constantly doing events every single month for the four clients that you have and you're spending $20 a month, it's nothing. But people will consistently see you in that common area with your clients, taking care of them. It will grow a reputation. If you do this consistently over and over and over again, you will delineate yourself. You will separate yourself from everybody else, and you will make a difference. In this business, you got to be omnipresent. You got to be everywhere all the time. People have got to see you and know that when they think health insurance, they think of you. I get calls from people I don't even remember. They're like, hey, remember that? I have no idea, man. I talk to hundreds of people a week, and I don't remember every single person that I meet, even with phenomenal systems. Because what will happen is someone will, until I can figure out, by the way, we've got to figure this out, how someone can call me on my phone and that phone call will automatically translate to my CRM and then just log everything in automatically, right? But I can't do that unless they're calling through the CRM and I don't, unfortunately, don't sit in front of a computer all day. Some of my brokers can do that, sit in front of a computer all day, work through a CRM, work through a system, have clients call them, record everything and have it automatically go in there. That is a huge help. I wish I had that 10 years ago. I wish. Now I'm using systems like that because they didn't exist 10 years ago. But when I'm striking rich on something, my big splash in this industry has always been through seminars. And I've done them for years. And I'll continue to do them because that's where I grow the most. So where do I end up going most frequently? For me, it's seminars. I go towards filling my schedule with doing seminars because that's where I shine the most. And then I fill in the rest of the gaps with things like in-person appointments, phone calls, phone leads, and those other things. But those are my fillers. They're not my main game. If your main game is something and you're saying, well, I can't do this out of certain times of the year, I'm telling you, you're fooling yourself. You're limiting yourself. There is no game that you're doing that you can't do all year round. I mean, as in presenting a product. Now, understandably, there's certain products that you can sell certain times of the year. But how you present those products can be done one to many, one-to-one, personally, digitally, however you want to do it. But find the one that's successful and stick with it. And don't just hit success and then hit failure and say, it doesn't work. You got to stick in it for at least 90 days. Anything you're going to try, try it for 90 days. And stick with it. And when you find success, lean into that. It's so important that when you find places that you're growing, you lean into that. You don't say, oh, well, that's good. I'm going to move on to the next one and build another one. No, you got to make sure you pay attention to that one, build it properly, and then build a schedule around how often and how frequent you're going to visit that place, like every second Tuesday.
Every second Tuesday. Every first Saturday.
First Friday, right? Every first Friday, you're at a welcome wagon. Or, you know, every 17th of the month, I'm at a certain location. So if you set these things as hard rules, then it's set in stone in your schedule and you'll find yourself, it's very easy to be repetitive, consistent, and frequent if you schedule it. It's about that action, making that actual scheduling. So guys, just to simply recap and look over the things that we talked about, three big things that you want to take away from this is number one, How are you contacting your current client basis? How often are you contacting your current client basis? What is your networking looking like? How much free networking are you taking advantage of? And how much of a budget are you setting aside for paid networking? And the third and the last, but definitely not the least, is where are you spending your time? Where are you spending your time? Are you spending your time in places where you know that you're earning business? Or are you spending your time in places where you're just wasting time?
Or right? Are you sitting on the couch?
Or are you just sitting on the couch not doing shit? Because there's plenty of people that do that. And I promise you, if you're having a bad day and you go home and you sit on the couch, you have zero chance of making that day better. Zero chance.
I want to thank everybody today for listening. If you want to close more deals, never have to do manual follow-up again, and streamline your social media marketing to make more sales in less time, then I have an unbelievable gift for you. I want to give you 30 days of free access to our CRM. Plus, myself or Tayton will personally jump on a call and import all of your contacts and show you how to use the software on day one so you can close more deals immediately. My goal in doing this is to get you making more money with our CRM, which is apexedgecrm.com. We do this so we hope that you will partner with us for the long term. If that sounds fair, then go to apexedgecrm.com to sign up and book a one-on-one demo call where we can walk you through exactly how to start making money with our CRM. Until next time, my friends, let's fucking crush it.